If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at californiapsychics.com.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com by clicking Submit Strawberry Letter, okay? And you never know. We could hear that. We could be getting your letter, and we could be reading it live on the air, just like we're going to read this one. And you just never know. It could be yours. Mm-hmm.
You never know. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm a 52-year-old married woman, and I've been married for 21 years, and we have three teenagers at home. I'm working from home now, so I'm able to cook for the kids and be a bit more hands-on. I also have more time to see how ignorant my husband really is. He is a cheater and a very bad one. He's been busted several times, and I've overlooked it because I don't want to break up a happy home. My father is a big influencer in my life. He was a pastor for most of my life, and when he cheated on my mother, he got excommunicated from the church. I know I should not be getting marital advice from him, but he's a wise man, so I'd rather listen to him than a therapist. He's always told me to keep to myself and not to look for things, and I will have a long and happy marriage. Being in the house 90% of the time shields me from anything my husband might be doing in the streets. That's why I call him ignorant all the time. He can't even cover his tracks like a seasoned womanizer would. I've seen inappropriate emails to his female manager, and I've seen text messages and breast pics on his phone from random women. That's his thing. He always gets several breast pics from the women he's sleeping with. It can be two or three at a time for all I care, but there's no way I should know what he's up to. Women in my family disagree with me all the time and try to tell me things about my husband. I ask them politely to stop gossiping with me because I'm not leaving this man. My dad came over the other night and confirmed what I believe. He said, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. My man still makes me feel like I am the only woman for him, despite what he does behind my back. Am I a fool for letting this slide, or do I destroy my family and leave him? What a confusing situation you're in and try to get us in, but let's see if we can help you. I think the first thing you need to do is stop listening to your daddy. That's what I think. Because remember, he cheated too. He got kicked out of the church for it. What he's telling you to do is what he would have wanted his wife and your mother to do so he could keep doing what he was doing, cheating. That way he could cheat and keep his pastor's job at the same time. So please tell him thank you, but no, thank you. I'm good, Daddy. I'm good. I know this is hurting you. It's confusing you. Your dad's asking you to turn a blind eye to your husband's infidelity. You're not happy. And even though you say you have a happy home, it's not happy in your home. You're miserable. They all know about your husband, your family. You've sacrificed your happiness for 21 years listening to your dad's crazy advice. I mean, it's time you make some decisions for your own, on your own, about your own life, okay? Tell your husband you're no longer going to put up with all this goings on that he has. This is crap that he's giving you. You said you're not leaving him. Are you sure? You said you're not leaving him in spite of everything that you've seen and that he's done. But you know you don't have to take this from him, I hope. Yes, your marriage is very broken and it does need fixing. So if you really want to stay in it, since you said you're not leaving, it's time to let your husband know that he better straighten up or he's got to go. Simple as that, Steve.
I don't know how we help a person that don't want help.
Yeah.
Lady, why did you even write us? I mean, you said in the letter, here's a line that sticks out for me. Women in my family disagree with me all the time and then try to tell me things about my husband. I ask them politely to stop gossiping with me because I'm not leaving this man. Okay, so what you want us to do?
Yeah.
You ain't leaving. Stay there. Stay there and quit complaining. That's all you got to do now. Yeah. Seem to me like in this letter, you need to learn how to lap it, lick it, and like it.
Three L's.
One more time.
Lap it, lick it, and like it. That's what it seems to me like. Because you're not leaving this man.
She said it.
All right, but now let me get you to this point. You're 52, you've been married 21, you got three teenagers at home, and now you have more time to spend at home so you can be a bit more hands-on because you work from home now, and now you want to say, your husband, only time to see how ignorant my husband really is. So you're married to an ignorant man. Okay. He's a cheater and a very bad one. Now you're married to an ignorant man that's a cheater. You've busted him several times, and I've overlooked it because I don't want to break up a happy home. Who happy in the home?
I don't know.
the kids might be cool because they don't know. He's certainly cool because he can get busted and you overlook it. So I'm not sure that if he's getting busted and you're overlooking it, if he's ignorant or he realized he can do what he want to do because you ain't going to do nothing. So I'm not really sure that he's ignorant. I just think he realized you ain't going to do nothing. When I come back, I'll straighten it out. You know, I ain't going to be able to help you, though, but I will talk to you.
He's dying. All right. Thank you, Steve. Coming up, part two of Steve's Strawberry Letter response at 23 minutes after the hour. The subject is, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. We'll get back into it right after this.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's crazy strawberry letter. The subject, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
This is the dumbest letter we've had in a while. This is just dumb. I'm 52, been married 21 years, 3 teenagers at home. You work for home now, so you spend a lot more time. You're a lot more home. You're a lot more hands-on now, and you've also had time to see how ignorant your husband really is. Now, this is why you say he's ignorant. He's a cheater and a very bad one. Okay. Then you say he's been busted several times, and I've overlooked it because I don't want to break up a happy home. You don't want to break up a happy home for who? Because if you're happy in that type of situation, there's nothing me and Shirley can do for you. My father is a big influence in my life. He was a pastor for most of my life when he cheated on my mother and he got excommunicated from the church. I know I should not be getting marital advice from him, but he's a wise man, so I'd rather listen to him than a therapist. You make the most contradictory statements throughout your damn letter. You live with a man who's ignorant and a bad cheater, and you overlook it because you don't want to break up a happy home. Your father got excommunicated for cheating on your mama, and I know I should not be getting marital advice from him, but he's a wise man, so I'd rather listen to him than a therapist. Okay. Okay, lady. And now this is what his father said. He's always told me to keep to myself and not look for things, and I will have a long and happy marriage. What kind of father is this? Yes. Listen to me. He's wise, but not to your benefit. He has given you the wisdom of a cheater. He's not giving you the wisdom you need as the person who's being cheated on. And I'm stunned that this is coming from your father. How old and backwards ass is he thinking? And this is who you'd rather talk to than a therapist? A lady, come on now. And you 52. What you talking to his old ass for? This old ass cheater with this old ass advice. Your daddy old enough to have written a hymn. Why are you listening to him? Shut up. Keep your mouth closed. Let your man cheat and he goes. You shut up. Keep your mouth closed. Let your man keep cheating on. I said shut up. And keep your mouth closed and let your man keep cheating on. Let him cheat. Let him cheat. Cheat on you. And keep your mouth closed so you can have a happy home. Now, being in the house 90% of the time, it shields me from anything my husband might be doing in the streets. No, it don't, lady. That's why I call him ignorant all the time. He can't even cover his track like a seasoned womanizer would. I've seen inappropriate emails to his female manager. I've seen text messages and breast pics on his phone from random women. Why he need a passcode? Because if you see it, you've already said you gonna overlook it. And in a minute in the letter, you finna tell us you ain't finna leave him. So how ignorant is he? He doing it because he know you ain't gonna do nothing. That's his thing. He always gets several breast pics from the women he's sleeping with. You're typing this? No. From your happy home? It can be 2 or 3 at a time for all I care, but there's no way I should know what he's up to. It's okay that you know what he's up to because you're not going to do anything about it for 2 reasons. Because you don't want to upset your happy home, and your daddy told you to stop looking for stuff. Women in my family disagree with me all the time, and they try to tell me things about my husband. I ask them politely, stop gossiping with me because I am not leaving this man. Okay, now I got a clear picture of it. You think your husband is ignorant because he cheats. He's been busted several times. and you keep overlooking it. Your daddy done told you to stop looking through for stuff, but you find stuff anyway. Your female relatives done told you to leave him. You told them to stop gossiping about you and him because you're not leaving this man. My dad came over the other night. Now, here come this old fool. Your dad came over the other night and confirmed what I believe. He said, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. My man still makes me feel like I'm the only woman for him, despite what he does behind my back. Am I a fool for letting this slide, or do I destroy my family and leave him? Lady, listen to me. This man makes you feel like you're the only woman for him. He may make you feel like you're the only woman for him, but you ain't the only woman with him.
Ooh.
Now, if you done signed up for this open marriage that you're in and don't know it, I'd like to introduce you to it. You are in an open marriage. Wide open. And as far as your daddy go,
please.
Listen to me, men. Please don't advise your daughters based on mistakes you've made, and let them learn from mistakes you've made. Do not make your daughters relive a mistake so you can be cleared as a cheater. That's the most ignorant mess I've ever heard.
It is.
Stupid
All
ass
right.
letter.
Thank you, Steve. You guys can leave us your comments on today's letter on Instagram at Steve Harvey FM, and check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball, all season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.